Beginning of English translation, evening class in Delhi, on 23rd February 2021. Class about Ekadasi Tithi. Today is Ekadasi Tithi. So, I heard about the glories of Ekadasi Tithi. Gurudeva told we should discuss about the subject of the day. This is good. So, today is Ekadasi, so let's talk something about Ekadasi Tithi. Ekadasi is not every day. Ekadasi is when? Every 15 days. Right? So at least twice a month you should listen about the glories of Ekadasi. Because the conditioned souls, after they listen, they forget. So every 15 days, only once every 15 days is very far, no? Like a long time. So every 15 days you listen about Ekadasi, but then you forget again. Not only after 15 days, after you come out of the temple and shut the door, already you forget everything. So one guru told one disciple, "Oh disciple, if you come to the guru, you have to give some donation. Before leaving, you must give some donation to guru. So I tell, if you go to three persons, you never go empty-handed, my Gurudev used to say. So if you come to the temple, come to see God, you have to bring something with you. At least offer two loose leaves to God. A loose leaf. It's good. Or if not, then, like, whatever God gave you, just give that. Isn't it? Not necessarily. Like, you should offer something, you know, according to your capacity. Okay, so always bring something to God. Always, also, if you go to the doctor, also you should give something to the doctor. And third person is if you come to Guru. So Guru told, look, so if you come to me, you should bring some donation. Shas explains. Everything from pujas, etc., always in the end, you also must give some donation. So you see in front of the altar also, it's saying donation box everywhere. Not only in our temples, I mean all the temples, they have this donation box in front of the altar. In all temples you can see. In any temple which you go, you'll see this, it's donation box is there. Right? And Krishna told, you can offer me flower, fruit, water. If you go to Bhagavan, according to your relationship, offer something to him, enough, something. If you give something even, you get so much back, like in return. What did Sudama Vipra give to Krishna? He didn't even want to give in the first place. Have you heard about the Sudama Vipra story? Who has heard the Sudama Vipra story? You see, Sudama Vipra, he brought chirwa, means like flakes of rice, like to God. And it was like burned even, these flakes of rice flakes. And you see, he went from his house walking until Dwarkapuri. And we tell this story. His clothes were all torn and with holes, his gamcha also. And he bound these flakes of rice flakes in one cloth and put on his armpit. And God stole this from him, ate one mouthful, second mouthful, when he was about to eat more one. Rukmini told Prabhu, Bhakta explains, Prabhu, you have already given him everything, otherwise would not remain anything for us. Means you already gave him so much abundance. So he gave just a little bit to the rice flakes to Lord, so you see what God gave him in return to him. So if you offer something to Lord, never nothing will be lack for you, like you'll not need anything, like God will give you so much more. So that story about Bhakti Deita Madhava Goswami Maharaj. So he had one disciple, very poor. Disciple of Bhakti Balabhatita Goswami Maharaj. Anyway, I read this in one article. So he had one very poor disciple. And she was a woman. She didn't have so much money. But she wanted to come for Brajamandala Parikrama. But you know, when you come for Parikrama, you have to give some money in donation. So, but his godbrother said, her godbrother said, okay, let's come with us. Brajamandala Parikrama, like, inspiring her. And told, okay, come to Brajamandala Parikrama, just stay 1 month. And just at least, you know, sweep and cut sabjis, like helping the seva somehow. And she did like this. Her husband was completely against. You know, sometimes the husband are against the wives, like especially in spiritual things. So anyway, so she stayed 1 month. After 1 month, the month of Kartik was over, ended. And then after this, you know, everybody was giving some donation to the guru in the end of the parikrama. But she didn't have anything to give to guru. All the god sisters, they were offering something to guru, giving some donation. And that moment, Gurudeva saw his disciple. And from his own pocket, Gurudeva took 2 rupees, gave to her and told, you give me this donation. So Gurudeva, from his own hands, he gave to her and she gave back to him. Because she wanted to give something, so he gave to her and she gave to him. But later, again, Maharaj gave back to her again, these 2 rupees. Go and bring this back to your home. Get some sweets for your family. And Maharaj also gave his Uchista Prashada of the Pera sweets, the Sun sweet. He gave to her. And she took back this Pera Prashada, this Prashada Pera to her family. She gave to her family. And all the anger they had was over. Something amazing happened. When she gave the Uchista Prashada of Gurudeva to her husband was even taking her foot dust, saying, oh, you came from Dham, from Gurudev Sadhu, like this. And she was crying. And also, these are the money. Also, with this money Gurudev gave, she also put in their shop, the family business. And in this way, their family business grew so much, so much prosperity and progressed the business. And in this way, she got so much money in the family. And they were able to serve Gurudev, serve Gurudev even more and more. Madhav Vrindavan Bihari Lal Ki Jai. So, these examples we find in many places. If somebody serves Bhagavan, even a little bit, offer something to God without duplicity, this will never go in vain. Understand? So if you go to 3 persons, you should always never go empty-handed. To Guru, to Bhagavan, and to the doctor. You should give something to them. My Gurudev used to tell one story. So we are talking about the glories of Ekadasi. We should listen about the glories of Ekadasi. Sorry. So in any situation, you should never stop following Ekadasi. Gurudev used to tell one story. Many times I told this kata. Still, I will tell again so that we can remember more this kata. It's the story of Rukmangad and Dharmangad. Who has not listened? So Gurudev is asking who has heard this before. Okay, maybe from 100 people here, only 5 or 7 remember, so I'll tell again to remind you all about this story. Many times I already told the story, so maybe you already heard. Anyway, let's tell again. So the king Rukmangad was a king Very religious king. Shastra explains, not me. It's the story of the Puranas. King Rukmangada, he was a very religious king, very much religious. He used to only care about the subject's prosperity and happiness and their welfare. And his oldest son, his name was Dharmangad. So the name of the king was Rukmangad, and the name of the son was Dharmangad. The king was very religious. One day, this king met one saint called Valkilarishi. People generally, when they go to the sadhu, they want to know about the present, past, and future. Isn't it? So in this moment, the king, Rukmangad, he asks Valkilarishi, "Hey saint, please tell me, which punya karma did in my previous life? That as a fruit, I am a king. And also, everybody is so happy with me. There's no any problem in my kingdom.